RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Hey there, happy Monday to you. Today, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Friday approved an immunotherapy drug for the treatment of advanced non-small cell lung cancer. Keytruda can be used to treat advanced non-small cell lung cancer in patients whose disease has progressed after previous treatments and who have tumors that express a protein called PD-LL1. This is what the agency said. So the approval of Keytruda gives physicians this ability to target specific patients who may be most likely to benefit from this drug. As you know, if you get diagnosed with lung cancer, if it's not treated early, it can be quite fatal, and it's a scary, scary diagnosis. And every time we're learning from all the shows we do here. And you know that we do a lot of hospital shows for Radio MD as well. And we do City of Hope and Cancer Treatment Centers. And as we're learning more and more about immunotherapy and its role on the immune system's role in fighting cancer, we're learning so much more about how this is our body's best fighting chance. And they're talking that the Keytruda approval was based on clinical trials that showed the tumors shrank in 41% of the patients, and that effect lasted between 2 and 9 months. So this is a very exciting development. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration finally approved this. It's been in clinical trials for a while. So all of these kinds of new things that are coming up are certainly something we will always be discussing here. And you know, if you want more information about any of these things, besides going to RadioMD.com, you can check out our B2B side and see all the business that we do with hospitals and clinicians and providers from all over the country. We do some amazing shows for City of Hope Cancer Center in California. They are amazing. And Cancer Treatment Center, which are all over the place. We have hospitals that we do with their doctors, these very informative segments that you can hear from Eat Right Radio, that one you can see on Radio MD as well. We do Shepherd Center, which is a center for brain injury and stroke patients. It's an amazing center out of Georgia. We do Alina Health, which is in Minnesota, and we do Aspirus, which is in Wisconsin, and Stoughton Hospital in Wisconsin, UVA Health Systems. That's in Virginia. What an amazing health system they are. So wherever you live in this country, odds are we may have a hospital, and we are doing their shows, and it's fascinating, the information that you can learn. So learning more is what we're about here at Radio MD, and we'd really appreciate if you'd send us emails, melanie@radiomd, and let us know if you find some of these hospital shows and what you think of them. Let us know if you have ideas for shows that we can do. On this Monday today, I would love to hear from some of you telling me some topics that you'd like us to cover. Maybe if you have a hospital in your community and you'd like them to start doing some segments with us, send us their name and we'll call them and see if they want to do segments with us. It's a great way to pass this information around. You can always download our segments. You can put them on your Facebook page. You can go on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at YourRadioMD. You can like us on Facebook and just really check out all our shows, because not only do we have RadioMD.com, our consumer side, but we also have our business side, which has so much great information. You can see more about that on the front page of RadioMD.com. We have a great show coming up for you today, so I hope you'll continue listening. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well. This is about a new device that stops teens texting and driving. I cannot wait. Big segment coming up. Stay tuned.